Today on Real Life Radio.
I think it's St. Augustine who said basically this: share Christ with everybody, and if needful, if possible, use words if you have to. That's a great line. In other words, show them by the way that you live, and then when you open your mouth, your conduct will back up the gospel.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. You know, as Christians, we have this desire to live out our faith, to become more intentional in ministry, so that others we share with can have the life-changing experience of salvation through Jesus Christ. That's exactly why the Real Life Network was created. Real Life Network offers faith-based content that will strengthen us and the beliefs we value. As big tech, big government, and big business have increased their efforts to silence the teachings of Jesus, the Real Life Network is available on your favorite device. Anytime, anywhere, really has something for everyone. The whole family can choose from a wide range of categories like culture, current events, faith and politics, as well as programming for kids. So don't miss out on the relevant, life-changing Christian and conservative programming that will inspire you and strengthen your faith. Find the Real Life Network at reallifenetwork.com and sign up for free. That's reallifenetwork.com. On today's very special edition of Real Life Radio, we're going to break away from the norm to feature some of the best Jack Hibbs podcasts from the past year. Pastor Jack will be discussing relevant topics that'll challenge you to go deeper into your relationship with Christ so that you can make an effective impact on the world that really desperately needs the truth of the gospel. Today's podcast is called Faithfulness and Your Future, and Pastor Jack will be talking about the mass confusion in today's society. Do I go to college or to a training school? Do I get married, have children, or should I buy a house? These questions are not unique to history. And we'll find out why on this very special episode called Faithfulness and Your Future. Now, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this podcast. We're going to be talking to those of you, and there are many of you, and I get it. I used to be one of you, both Lisa and I. And that is the young family today, or the young believer today, the single believer today, the Christian who looks around and clearly discerns that the universe has lost its mind. There has been a mass infusion of stupid that has gone into the veins of people, just left and right seemingly losing their minds. And of course, the epicenter of that seems to be San Francisco, as an example, a place of lunacy. And when you look and see what's happening, that kind of insanity is spreading. And so you file that over here. And obviously you make the conclusion, we're not going to ever live in San Francisco, nor any place near there, nor are we ever going to go on vacation there. And that would be exercising wisdom. And then you jump over to the topic of, gosh, I just, you know, should I go to college and get a degree so that I won't be employed? Because businesses now are saying, we don't want a college degree individual. We want somebody who's teachable. We want somebody who we can train here at Ford or IBM or, you name the place. We need to unteach them to teach them what they need to know to do the job. And so the education system is in mass confusion. Do I go to college or not? Well, that leads to the question, as a young individual, should I care about somebody in a romantic way or not? Gosh, I guess if it's the end of the world and all these things are going on, let's just give up. And I want to encourage you by saying, don't do that. I'm going to tell you the reason why. Every generation of believers, if they're paying attention, should cope with these challenges. My dear friends, listen, especially young people, don't think for a moment that this is unique with what you're thinking. I remember when I was young and Russia, the Soviet Union was going to nuke Florida and the southern states from Cuba. That was real. We had duck and cover drills in school where they told us, we know what to do. If the sirens go off, go under your desk and cover your head because the Soviet Union, the Russians are coming. I'm not joking. Some of you are saying, I remember that. And then there are those times when we had in California, there was a prophecy given by some seer, some prophet that announced on such and such a day of such and such a year, California from the San Andreas Fault over is going to fall into the ocean, just going to cave over. The new shoreline is going to be the California desert because all of it, LA, everything, Orange County, San Diego, all of it's going to fall into the Pacific Ocean. People were reporting on this. People expected it. And you say, well, if that's going to happen, then why get married? There's always going to be something. Notice that in history, Israel was almost perpetually being taken captive by enemy forces because they perpetually disobeyed God and threw themselves into captivity. But thank God they kept having kids. They kept getting married. They kept having kids. You say, Jack, yeah, but that was way back then. This is now. This is the end of the age. I get it. Watch this. I want to lovingly challenge your logic. Should you get married? Absolutely. To the right person. Should you have babies? Have a ton. Should you book your next vacation somewhere? Book it. Should I go outside? Yes. Should I eat my next meal? Of course. Do you see the drift? I'm being a little sarcastic, but watch this. As a believer, we are called upon to be faithful. So go be faithful. Is there a young man and you think, oh, he's handsome. He's nice. He loves the Lord. So listen, why not the two of you get married? Why not have children? Well, the cost of homes are too expensive. Who cares? It's always been too expensive. Lisa and I, when we bought our home in 1986, we couldn't afford it. We were in debt up to our neck. We'd literally, not kidding, Scout's Honor on the Bible here, we literally ate hot dogs. Sometimes they were Hebrew Nationals, but those were too expensive. So we had to downgrade to Hoffy. And then downgrading from Hoffy, it got so tough we had to eat Oscar Mayer hot dogs, which is pretty much the bottom of the hot dog chain with various things like hamburger helper, lettuce, beans. We survived because we thought it would be smart to get a house. Now, a lot of you guys are saying, no, I'm not going to get a house. I understand, but listen, you need to plan and you need to be faithful. And if you entertain roadblocks one after another, boy, I think I really love her, or I think I really love him. By the way, I'm talking about those of opposite sex. He really loves her. She really loves him. Christians, I'm talking to Christians. Then you should ask her out. Hey guys, listen, ask her out. Man, she's so cute. I see her at second service. I'm attracted to her. Hello, boom. Flash, that's how God made you. And it's quite amazing. We don't have the time to go down this road right now. But the reason why you can be sitting with your friend and say, hey, isn't she cute over there? I think I'm going to go talk to her. And your friend says, her? You guys, it's a whole scheme, legend of mathematical geometry. You're actually attracted to somebody based on an internal desire that is placed there, I believe, by God, and it's really connected to geometry. When you see someone, their facial structure, bone structure, eyes placement, forehead, chin, all of that stuff, that's why somebody can say, I don't think she's cute at all, and your friend will say, she's a knockout. Hey, that's how the world goes around. So go and ask her out. Ask her number. Just tell her, listen, say, hey, you know what? Would you like to have coffee? Because I've noticed you come to second service at church and why you serve in the usher's ministry. Would you be willing to go have a cup of coffee after service today? That's how it starts. Well, Pastor, if I do that, then we could get serious. Uh-huh. Do it. But that could lead to engagement. Uh-huh. Do it. That could lead to premarital counseling at the church. That's right. Bring it. That could lead to us getting married. Awesome. But isn't Jesus coming back? Any day now. We don't know the time. We don't know the day or the hour. But listen, it doesn't mean you stop living. The scripture says that we're to occupy till he comes. I'm looking at the Bible on the monitor here. In Luke 19:31, it says, occupy till I come. That means that we are to live our lives faithfully for Jesus, and we don't sit it out. Listen, for those of you guys hanging around in your mom's basement, so to speak, in your proverbial underwear, wash them, put them back on, put a pair of pants on top of those things, get a shirt on, wash your armpits, comb your hair, brush your teeth, get out and go make yourself available to meet someone to potentially get married. Guys, take the lead. I'm telling you from experience, you know what? One of the biggest things that Lisa and I are asked all the time by Christian young women, Pastor Jack, Miss Lisa, where are the Christian men? I'm quoting somebody right now. Every guy in the world hits on us. We're sick on it, sick of it. Every guy hits on us. Hey, babe, you want to go out? Hey, you're hot. Hey, you want to get together? And they are disgusted by that because they're non-believers. And these young women know that being unequally yoked is wrong. You get interested in a non-believer and I don't know what to tell you, but get ready for problems. You better put a life jacket on, mouthpiece in, bubble wrap yourself, because it's nuts enough out there in the world. But to get involved with a non-believer, you're asking for crazy.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
So these women are saying, Pastor Jack, Miss Lisa, where in the world are the Christian guys? I see them at church. Why don't they ask us out? And so a couple of times, Lisa and I got guys together and we said, start asking people out, will you? It's ridiculous. But anyway, that's Luke 19:13, which means occupy till I come. Just live your life. Stop being fearful, guys and gals, boys and girls. Start being faithful. So watch this. This is cool. We're going to be judged as believers on our faithfulness. And faithfulness means that you're involved in something to be faithful to. And there's nothing more godlike than a relationship with somebody. So that's something that we want to make sure that you understand. Don't sit it out. Well, it's the end of the world. I guess we're going to break up because Jesus is coming back. Don't do that. Go for it. And let God interrupt your life with his return. Could be next week, could be next year, could be 10 years from now, could be 100 years from now. Nobody knows, but you're supposed to be ready to meet him every day, which leads to those who are currently married to a non-believer, and you're like saying, man, did I make a mistake? I know we hear this all the time, but you're married to them. You say, well, where's that in the Bible? Well, first of all, before God, you said, I do. God was listening. I don't care if you got married in front of the Pope or a plumber. It doesn't matter. God was listening. And God says, keep the vows that you've made in your youth. Okay, so you're married. And either A, you married a non-believer, and he's still a non-believer, or she's still a non-believer, or as time has gone on, you've been what we call defrauded, where somebody told you they were a believer, and now you find yourself in this unbelieving, unequally yoked situation. What are you supposed to do about it? Well, number one, Peter tells us that it says, when the godly wife has her godly conduct before the Lord, and she's a witness, she may very well win her unsaved or ungodly husband to Christ. By her witness, she could win him to Christ. Now listen, you're going to say, ugh, I've been married for 11 years. The bozo still hasn't come to Christ. How long do I put up with this? Listen, are you ready to hear this, please? You may be just on the brink of seeing his conversion. Maybe. Think of it like a gold miner. A gold miner starts digging with a pick and an axe. He's digging, digging, digging. He's finding nothing. He's looking at stuff. He's digging and digging. He finds ore, which is a good indicator. But he's digging and digging, and then he starts to see some stuff that looks like gold, but it turns out to be that fool's gold, it's called in California, fool's gold. Looks like gold, but it's not gold, but it travels in and around ore. But ore is an indicator that gold could be present. Hitting, chipping, I'm done with this. And this has happened many times in California history. The guy sells his claim to some other guy. The guy buys the claim, picks up where that guy left off, and with three more pickaxe strikes, he hits the mother lode. He hits the vein and becomes rich, becomes a millionaire with three hits, okay? That could be the same regarding your marriage, or it might take five more years. Here's the point. Are you willing, Christian? Are you willing, Christian, to maintain this relationship that God knows you're involved in, to win this one to Christ, because that's your mission field? I know down deep inside it sounds very romantic for you to get in an airplane with the rest of your friends at church and fly to Belize and preach the gospel and see people get saved and then come back home to a non-believer. I get it. I understand that. That's more of a break and a relief from mundane. But it's 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 6 that gives you the strength that you ought to memorize and that you ought to lean on and write out and post and print and stick it on your mirror or whatever, that your godly conduct could very well win your lost spouse to Christ. But are you willing to accept this bit of counsel from the Word of God? What would it benefit you if you wound up leading the entire world to Christ, but wound up losing your own wife or your own husband? That's a, by the way, that's a pastor, I would think, also an evangelist nightmare, is if you preach the Word of God, but your family doesn't wind up making it to heaven. Wouldn't that be horrific? Can you imagine being some noted evangelist? Can you imagine being Billy Graham, for example, and none of your kids make it to heaven? Yikes. Now, Billy Graham's not responsible for his kids making it to heaven or not exactly, but you want to make sure your home is reached first before you go outside the doors of your house. So husbands, wives, I'm going to ask you to kind of sound like the IMF leader giving Tom Cruise Mission Impossible your next assignment, should you accept it. And that is, can you target your husband or your wife as your mission field and be faithful to that calling? Because in the end, God's going to judge you on your faithfulness to reach the one that was closest to you in proximity. Is it your kids? Is it your husband? Did you show them a witness of Christ? Did you lovingly show them a changed life? Did you honestly share with them Jesus? If you were to die today, can you honestly say that you have in fact given your family the gospel? Or have you asked them, do you believe in God? And they said, no, that's not giving them the gospel. You need to pray, ask the Lord, and then watch for the opportunities for you to respond to giving them the gospel. I think it's St. Augustine who said basically this: share Christ with everybody. And if needful, if possible, use words if you have to. That's a great line. In other words, show them by the way that you live, and then when you open your mouth, your conduct will back up the gospel. So wives, husbands, if you're married to a non-believer, that is exactly the plan of God for you. You heard me right. That's your mission field. That is your calling. Don't think that your unbelieving husband is your ball and chain that's keeping you from ministry. Wake up. He is your ministry. Get a couple of good, faithful friends that know how to keep their mouth quiet and draft them into intercessory prayer for your husband or for your wife. Bombard them in prayer and then ask God, open up opportunities, Lord, for me to speak. And I read it this morning. And when I speak, Jesus, you're the one that told me that in that very hour, I don't need to think about it. The Holy Spirit will fill my mouth to give me what it is I'm supposed to say. Don't give up on your wife or your husband that's not a Christian. Don't give up on them. Okay? And we're not talking about divorce. That's another topic. We're not talking about separation. That's another topic. We're not talking about any other thing except you living right now together with your unbelieving spouse. It is God's will that you win them to Christ. Be patient. It could take a long time, but that's your mission field. And in the end, Christian, I'm going to be judged on my faithfulness to that ministry that was placed directly in front of my nose. And that person directly in front of your nose is the person you wake up with in the morning, you go to bed with at night, right? You might have kids with. Your husband and wife, and one of them is outside the kingdom. The Lord is desirous. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life, right? So listen, I hope that this helps. I hope that this is a blessing to you. So recap super quick. Young people, pursue someone. Get back. We ought to have a podcast on how to pursue someone. Because a lot of young people don't even know what I'm talking about. Learn how to pursue someone. Go after them. And ask them out. Start to date them with the intent of possibly asking them to marry. Okay? Don't tell them, by the way, you love them. Don't tell them you love them until it goes like this. Watch me. Ready? Watch, everybody. Don't do it except this way. Hi, Susie. Good to hear from you, or good to see you. Hey, I love you. Will you marry me? Don't say I love you until you can say, will you marry me? If somebody says, tell me you love me, I can't do that right now, because the day that I say that is the day I'm going to ask you to marry me. If you want me to ask you, or if you want me to tell you, are you going to say yes? This is very important stuff. We throw it around like it's nothing. Young people, get committed, get faithful, get babies, get homes, get a life, build it. People who are married to non-believers, stay faithful, win them to Christ. Listen, always hit the subscribe button to stay up to date. We got a lot of information coming your way. If you're blessed by the podcast, we'd love for you to review that. Let us know, share it with others. And like always, it's time to live out what you believe in. It's time for real life. God bless you guys. See you next time.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his very special message taken from the Jack Hibbs podcast episode called Faithfulness and Your Future. Thanks for listening today, and we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Are you searching for answers these days in a world where truth is hard to find? Well, my friend, as you heard in our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to learn more about what that means to you personally, just go to our website, jackhibbs.com. And then click on that tab there that's labeled Know God. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
Looking for an inspiring way to pass some time? Or maybe just need some help to get through your workday? How about listening while you work? The Jack Hibbs podcast brings you real stories, real people with real life experiences. From inspiring journeys to thought-provoking conversations, we've got it all. So discover a world of knowledge, laughter, and connection. The Jack Hibbs podcast and so much more are available on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com, where faith meets real life.
Hey, everybody, I want to thank you for being with us throughout this year. And can I just please take this opportunity to pray? Father, I'm asking you to not only heal our land and to do a tremendous work in each and every one of our hearts, but Father, that you'd send revival to the church and an awakening to our nation. But Father, for all of those who have joined us on these Bible studies this year, that this a remarkable time would be a settling in of their faith. And as they look forward to a new year, Lord, may they make sure that they walk. The first step for the new year to come would be with you, that they would determine that they're going to walk now with God close like never before. So, Father, we desire to know you more as we look ahead to the future, and we thank you for the year gone by. In Jesus' name, amen.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.